مارك السحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of مارك السحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, we welcome you to this program and it is the spiritual breakfast. Let's welcome مفتي عبد القادر حسين صاحب. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا زايد خان, جزاك الله خيرا.
Our discussion today is America attacking Iran. Mufti Saab, what's the latest?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Few announcements and then we'll get into the topic. Today in South Africa is the 26th of Zulhijjah 1446. Inshallah, this Thursday night we should scan the sky and it is 28-29 hours. So inshallah it will be sighted. That will usher in the month of Muharram 1447, the new month, the new year. And in Saudi Arabia, if you look at their Taqweem Umm al-Qura, that the calendar they normally use, then Thursday is the first. You know the moon samis, they will tell you after 3, 4, 5 hours also they sighted the moon. So therefore, everything to do with Saudi and their fatawas nowadays, especially with MBS at the helm, so we say that we have no confidence at all in it. It is a pakka murtad harami, and we should know that and name, shame, and nail them, remember that. So we will start Muharram, inshallah, on Friday, but Thursday night we have to scan the sky. Second one is this, that remember, Quran Kareem teaches us in the beginning of chapter 30, Surah Rum, that there were two more non-Muslim parties fighting. And the one that was a little bit nearer to the Muslims, they won. And then Allah speaks of it. وَيَوْمَ إِذِي يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So the Muslims, the Sahaba were very happy. And then Allah Ta'ala says that is His help, and He helps whoever He wants to, Muslim, non-Muslim. So same thing with us, if you just use Qiyas analogy. All three parties are shaitan. Iran is harami, shaitan, and kafir, and the Shias. And then Israel, we know, is our biggest enemy. And then you can put India with them there as well. And then America, the biggest harami and shaitan. So therefore, when America, Israel are getting a hiding, so mashallah, if you hear yesterday from Hebrew channels, remember Haifa, Tel Aviv, the mayor and the politicians are saying enough is enough, that we're getting too much hiding now and so forth. So we hope and pray, inshallah, that all this will bring them to their senses. They thought they were invincible and nobody can break their iron dome and their defense systems and so forth. So alhamdulillah, that is what Iran has achieved. And it's a shame for us, disgrace for us, that imagine Iran with the sanctions and all this are homemade. Remember that, made in Iran. And they are exporting it, remember, to Russia and other countries. And we Sunni countries, Arab countries, million, billion, trillions of dollars give to Trump and this Arami and to Israel and that. And we can't build one rocket, one missile. All these Saudis, Emiratis, Jordan, Egypt, Bahrain, Morocco. Good for nothing, murtads. But it's a system of Almighty Allah. Allah will take work from whoever He wants to, and not people who are munafiqeen. In the battle of Tabuk, 30,000 Sahaba assembled, but the munafiqeen didn't come. Quran gave the answer. وَلَكِنْ كَرِهَ اللَّهُمْ بِعَاثَهُمْ فَثَبَّتَهُمْ وَقِيلَ قُدُومَ الْقَائِدِينَ. You see, that is your answer. Allah don't want to take work from you, you Saudis, Emiratis, and Bahrain, and Jordan, and Egypt, and Morocco. Because you bunch of munafiqeen, murtaddeen, and kafirin, and khabithin, and ghaddarin. That is all the titles that first fit, that are suitable for you. So that is how you should understand the Quran. Then Allah uses whoever He wants to. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونَ أَمْثَالُكُمْ. Allah will use Muslim, Allah will use non-Muslim. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِرَجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. So sometimes Allah Ta'ala uses non-Muslims for the defense and for the advancement of this deen of Islam. So all this, we give you the references. And the greatest ulama alive today, remember Mufti Taqi Usmani, he's saying the exact same thing. I sent out his Twitter message. He's a grand Mufti of Pakistan. Few issues we don't agree with him, and we make it public, and I told him on his face also. His brother Mufti Rafi also, I told him he passed away. Allah give them Jannat al-Firdaus who passed away. And then the second issue, that Maulana Abdul Hamid of Balochistan, Iran, he's the most senior Sunni alim in Iran. So remember that, go on to Twitter, you will see his fatwa and his advices there. We must defend Iran. We will not allow Muslim or non-Muslim invaders to invade Iran. So that's what he's saying. So you must listen. And then third one, the Taliban. All our people, they say 100% we're supporting Iran and so forth and so on. So therefore, we need to get our act together first and foremost. Because the Ummah today are so simple, they want to solve problems, but they don't even understand the problem. So how are you going to solve the problem if you don't understand the problem, you know? So therefore, I just made this few comments. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So last week, Friday, that's about 10, 12 days ago. So you must remember, just see what the date there. I think it was 13th or something. So last week, Friday, 13th of June, you must remember, that's the day that they, Israel, launched a preemptive strike, you must remember, against Iran. Now suddenly they hit the targets, they hit the nuclear scientists, they hit this one. They caused a lot of damage, there's no doubt about it. But how did they know all these things? You see, we Muslims and Muslim countries, we fast asleep. Bilkul, in Urdu, there's a nice word for it. Musalman aajkal ke bilkul khabe ghaflat mein hai. You understand? We live in our own cocoon and own world, you understand? And you speak of ulama, 90%, 80% in the world I'm speaking about, meaning majority, they don't even understand current affairs and political affairs. I told you that in a Darul Uloom, 50 plus students, I asked them, Mahi Sahyuniya. That not one student knew that. You see that? That what is Sahyuniya? Not one student knew, but the final year students. So you must, what is Zionism? The first time in their life they heard the term, you know. So the usul, the principle fuqaha made is what? Mallam ya'arif ahla zamani fawa jahilun. You might think you're an alim, but in actual terms you're a jahil. You will. Because you don't understand the problem, how are you going to solve the problem? So, I mean, that is a very sad situation. Arab world, our Indo-Pak, South Africa, majority is like that also. So that's, now what is, why did they do this? That, and why did it happen? So I said this morning, Iran were fast asleep. Because what they did, you must remember, Iran is also khabith, is shaitan, is kuffar. So we are 100% sure of that. We speak of the Shias. But Allah Ta'ala, you understand, wants to disgrace them, then He disgraces them. They went to employ these Hindu guys from India because they masters in IT and thus and all that. So they have one center, 99% Hindu guys there, RAW, R-A-W. So R-A-W got all this information to the sensitive places, and who are the scientists? The RAW of India is passing all the intelligence on to Mossad. Of Israel. And therefore, Israel got everything. Now they're hanging them one by one, executing the whole lot. Some of them, they are deporting them who are not really directly involved. So at least they will learn from that. And Quran taught us this. If a Jew or a Hindu embrace Islam, I say we must monitor them even after that. Why? Because Quran taught us, chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 82, the last ayat, you must remember of what? Of the six Jews. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst was enemies now and in the future will be the Yahud and the Mushrikeen, the Hindus. We never said every Jew or every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority of them. And you can see the unholy alliance between India and Israel. And what is the binding factor, the hatred for the Islam and the Muslims and so forth and so on. Quran speaks of this, وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. They are love for the cow and the calf and all that. So 100% pakka kafir they are and 100% anti-Islam and Muslim. So that is what happened there. Then we want to do that. That is all for theater, for public consumption. The real reason is this. You see that? Then comes America. So they put in a lot of pressure. They say that there are three sites. One is Natanz. The word is Natanz. How you pronounce it? So Natanz, and then second one is Isfahan, and the third one is that, what do you call it, that one? That next to Qum, you must remember what the F. So
Fordo.
So you must remember that. Fordo. Now I went to these areas. From Tehran when I landed, then from there I went to, they took me to Khomeini's grave. So I told him Khomeini is Zahari, the driver. I said, Khomeini, pakka kafir, why you brought me here? So he nearly collapsed. Anyway, so then we read Salat, I said, come, let's go from here, I don't want to go here. So anyway, then we landed up in Qum, you see. So this Fordo, you must, however you pronounce it, is there in the Qum region. Now Qum for them is one of their holiest places, you understand, after Karbala and all that. Because if you know anything of Iran, Iran has only one of the 12 Imams buried there, what they call the 12 Imams. Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Baqir, Imam Jafar, like that. So who is that? Is Imam Riza. He's the 8th Imam. You see that? So he's buried in a place called Mashhad. And then Imam Riza's sister Fatima, they call her Fatima Masuma. She's buried there in Qum. So thousands of them come there. So I also went to sit in the queue. So a Pakistani guy was there. And I looked at him, I said, the way this guy is lying. He said, enjoy your harp and tashreef line. You get guys in Arabic, Urdu, English, all well organized. I wanted to sit in the Arabic one, but there wasn't anybody. Then I sat in the Urdu one. So he said that harami, yes, he wear the Shia clothing, but Pakistani. So he said, jo yahan par tashreef laye, to unke liye ek hajj ke sawab hai. You get sawab and reward of one hajj. Or jo Karbala tashreef le jaye, to inko 3 hajj ka sawab. And he starts crying. You just look at the crocodile tears, you know, and this type of things here. So they're all haramis, actors these guys are, you must remember that. All lies, you know. I'm telling you for first-hand experience. But one thing he did for me, that I went to him, I said, "Main Africa se aaya this, yahan par mujhe Khomeini aur inki kitabein chahiye, wo kahan mil sakti hai?" He said, "Yeah, give me." He wrote down there. Then I told Zari, "Come, let's go now." So that's how I knew where to go to get some kitabs and all that, you see. So we must understand what really is going on and so forth, right? So that is why Israel attacked them. Why America attacked them? Iran are haramis. I don't know if you remember 2-3 weeks ago. So remember that there was a guy, Elon Musk. Elon Musk paid the people billions and billions and that to vote for Trump. And he carried on like he is the big president there. Trump used him, used his money, and then gave him a kick up his backside. You must remember that who Trump gave Elon Musk a kick. So in that day, you get out from here and all these type of things, you see. So now he is out. But he made one statement. He said that, this Musk made a statement. He said that this guy here, Trump, is involved with Epstein. Epstein was that guy used to get that plane of his Lolita and bring all the politicians, you see, to get busy with the young girls, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17 years old, all illegal business, and rape them, do whatever you want to, film them, everything, pass on all the information to Mossad and so forth and so on. So your royal family is involved there in UK, your Trump is involved. So what Iran did, they got Iran haramis, they also, they release everything on the internet. You can just open there, you will see Trump busy with this lady, busy with this girl, busy with this 12-year-old, busy with this 14-year-old. So all these type of things. So what a disgrace. And he admits himself, his weakness is woman. He can't even remember how many women he slept and all that. Trump, you must remember that. So Iran exposed him to the world. One. Two, it suited Israel that Trump must attack. Third, in Trump's game, there are two parties, two groups. One are, you will say, the extremists, the real terrorists. They say, they are attack. The others say, in the Republican Party, they said, no, this is against our constitution, against international law, against United Nations. But they know United Nations is good for nothing. They did it in George Bush, the George W. Bush time. They had a poodle there, Tony Blair. I used to call it the B&B show. I said, both haramis, both are war criminals. They murdered and martyred more than 1 million Iraqis, and the Sunnis, majority of them. And remember, Madeleine Albright, the Secretary of State, said it's worth it to kill 500,000 children. And they used the darky, the African guy, you know, and this type of thing. Who? Colin Powell. That's what they do, these whiteys. They'll use the African, use the Swat, this one, because they treat them like third class, you see. So even now, who do he use? So, Trump, that Tulsi, whatever. What's the name there? Just check it up there. Tulsi. So, you know Tulsi. So she's in charge of intelligence. Chief. Yeah. So what's the full name?
Gabbard.
Huh?
Gabbard.
Yeah, Gabbard. So she's not proper white. You don't remember that. She's white. So just check there. Put there what is the origin and all that. So you must remember that Gabbard, Tulsi, whatever. I just remember Tulsi. So they just use her. She said that they have not reached that stage where they can make a bomb and all these type of things and all that. Trump says she talk nonsense, I don't believe her. You understood? What she is, what they say? So anyway, you must, all this now, you must check up quickly. So you must remember the sentence here. So it was to please Israel, to please his right-wingers and terrorists and whatever. And then you must remember, he breaks his whole MAGA. MAGA means that make America great again. Now to change MAGA, he says MIGA, make Iran great again. You know, so this type of things. So remember what you think, Iran are foolish or what? They moved everything long time from the Fodor and from Isfahan and from there and there and then Natanz. If they attacked and there was really nuclear, you know the radiation and all the thousands of people should be killed already. So you must remember. We can't be so foolish and so naive, you must remember. What they say they want to know?
They say Asian American.
Yeah, so it's not white, 100% white. So you know when Obama became president, so Trump had the biggest objection. He said he's not even American. He said this guy is born outside. You know what I said? But he's born in America. So but he couldn't accept it that the half white and half black and half dead become president. So these guys are the white supremacists, you said, so this type of things. So there's Tulsi, Gabba, Tulsi, whatever. So same thing with them, not 100% white and so forth. So you must remember they use them and all, then they laugh behind them. So same is a replay of this type of things here. So we must understand that all parties are haramis, yeah? And why they're doing this? So that you must remember to show other countries. And you see, Iran serves them well. So Iran will attack them a little bit. They will attack Iran. So they warn all the Arab states. You see what arms and ammunition they got, Iran. They finish Tel Aviv up. They finish Haifa up. They finish Beersheba up. They finish Israel. What they will do with you clowns? You understood? So you better pay another trillion. So these idiot donkeys and murtas, they will pay for real another million. You understand? Million, billion, trillion. For what? You know when we were small, very young, 6, 8, 10 years old. So there used to be, I don't want to take the name, there were some Muslim gangsters, you understood? Now a sleepy little town like Heidelberg, you must remember that once a year they used to come there. So you must, you say protection fees. I don't know if you know the story. In Joburg and all that, it was well. So you better pay protection fees, otherwise the crooks are going to come into my shop and they're going to steal from you. But if you pay protection fees, then we will be there, we will sort them out. And it's all walk with guns. That time for a coolie, for an Indian or an African or a colored to have a gun under apartheid in the 60s, 70s was very difficult. You must give 101 reasons. Apartheid regime was very strict. Buddha can have. You coolie and that says, when you want the gun and all. For days to walk around with guns and all these type of things. I met them in Heidelberg once, you understood? So you must remember, I can tell you the family, but I can't say it on the radio. So that is how they have protection fees. So does Trump and them use the same thing? He says Iran is the bully of the Middle East. Harami, you the biggest bully. South Africa took Israel to the International Court of Justice, all that. So what you all did, you all kicked out the ambassador. I got nothing to do with the ambassador. We say he's not even Muslim. You must remember that. But that is how they behave. When you humiliate them, disgrace them, then we must get even with you. So you see that. So this is the game they play, you must understand. So we say Shias are 100% kuffar, but a strategy demands, you must remember, Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 66, verse number 9, Ya ayyuhan nabi, jahidil kuffar wal munafiqin. The direct command from Allah. You, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make jihad against the kuffar. Nabi alayhi sallam made wal munafiqin. Now go take this ayat and go to Bukhari Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never used arms, ammunition against the munafiqin. Why? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Inna an-nasa qawlu, the people, the public will say, Inna Muhammadan yaqtulu ashaba, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is killing his own people. You see, that strategy. In the mind of the people, these people are Muslim. In the mind of the non-Muslim, these Shias, they are Muslim. So you must remember that. So we must use our cop a little bit, you know, and then. And then take that verse and take Surah 30, verses 3, 4, 5. When non-Muslims were fighting, those who were a little bit nearer to Muslims, وَيَوْمَ إِذِي يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ. So Sahaba were happy. So we happy in the sense that Iran is giving Israel and the Jutla such a thrashing there in Tel Aviv. They're thinking it's going to become like Gaza. You see, we can't ever forget and forgive what they did, what they are doing, and what they intend doing in Gaza and so forth. This is a karamat of Allah, of the Hamas and the Muslims. 626 days, they're still standing and surviving and shooting still, you see. Not one Muslim country, Arab country can do that. So this is Quwwat-e-Imani and all the Qurbani they made. So you see 30,000-40,000 of them ran away already to Cyprus. How many already ran away? Now El Al and all of them open booking. First day, first hour, you can see 25,000 bookings came. It crashed the system. You must remember this type of things there. All the Jutnas want to run away, you see. I told you already 10, 15, 20 years ago, hey, Jutla, Jutli, Harami, you better get a second passport and foot sack from there. All the settlements you made, we coming to occupy it, the Palestinians. There are 6 million to 7 million Palestinians in the diaspora, and they will come because you Jutlas and Americans who stole all the land, who stole all the houses, who stole our gardens, who demolished our masjid, you demolish the churches and everything and what have you, hospitals and what have you. So now we will come use all of yours, inshallah. Allah got the system. Me and you with our puny little brains, what we can understand. America, the whole empire is going to fall. I hope, this is my wish, and I make dua. Ya Allah, show me the day America falls and this Trump must be put in jail. He's a felon, he's a criminal, 34 charges, he's found guilty. And this guy is a war criminal. Remember this. You know that on that 13th was a Friday. On the 12th, you see, we don't understand the modern day politics. On the 12th, they had a big vote. So he, Netanyahu, went to bribe these guys up. You must remember, they wanted to pull out. Said, no, we got big things here. You must stay in. And he just won the vote by 2 votes. 2 votes extra. Say, for example, the opposition got 40, his was 42. For example, I'm saying, what the real figures are, you can check it up. So it was a very, very narrow victory. So he realized, I must consolidate my power. So what he does, the same night, this Friday morning, attacked Iran. So now the opposition, the media, all standing 80% with him. But you see, Trump and his people are donkeys and idiots. So not that we are fans or supporters of Iran, oh, you must remember their government or what. We say the Haramis, they're not Muslim, first of all. I told you 101 times that. But now, by attacking Iran, united the whole Iran with the government. Now every Irani is shouting revenge, revenge, and we want now, we want America, we want Israel. So they were totally divided. You foolish idiots, you went to attack Iran. So and then, and you got nothing much, obliterated and thus. First they say obliterated, then they say heavy damage, now they just say damage. The play of words, you know, semantics in gymnastics and gymnastics in semantics to play with words. So that is what they do, but we're too foolish to understand these things there, you know. So that is what really happens there. So we hope and pray, we hope that Iran defeats America and Israel, and then the army will come over. You can't expect our idiots, our Saudis and Arab countries to take on Iran. So inshallah, Azad Mahdi will come, and then the Muslim army will join him, Taliban and everybody else. Iran will get defeated like that and so forth and so on. Because they definitely got that aspirations. They want to run Aqsa, Iran. They want to run Haramain Sharifain. They want to be in charge. So all this pally you see that, you know, so there. You know 76,000 Iranians came for Hajj this year. 76,000. It's one of the biggest. Pakistan's, they cut, India's, they cut, all this, Egypt, they cut, all of it. So Iran, they gave 76,000. And with the war and all that, Saudi are sending them to Arar airport, and from there they have to go in. So it's all Saudi is paying. You see, outwardly, they want to show we pay, but inside, not one party trusts the other party. Both parties say you're harami, because both want to become the chief in the Middle East. Understood? So that is the whole story. Wallahu al-musta'an. So inshallah, Mawaz Zaid will read for you.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mufti Saab. I'm happy Mufti Saab clarified that. From us and the team, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.